Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Eddie, you guys rented a pontoon boat over the weekend?
We did, man, and it was fun. It wasn't that, we split it with a family. My wife's family's in town, so we split it all around. So it wasn't that expensive, and we had it for the whole day. And I guess I didn't realize how big the lake was because we were supposed to have it back by 5. But I kind of got lost. Since I'm the resident, they were like, where do we go, Eddie? I'm like, yeah, right over there. I'm like the captain, you know.
Well, you also posted a picture of you being the captain on Instagram.
Well, I drove for the first half. Then I had a few beers. And I'm like, all right, somebody take the wheel. But then on the way back, I acted like I knew where I was going the whole time. Guys, we ended up in a cove far, far away.
What time did you get the boat back finally?
5:25.
They penalize you?
They didn't. I mean, we didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. Although it was a $100 fine every single 30 minutes you were late.
But you weren't late 30 minutes.
We were.
They said 5:20.
They said it's due at 5 o'clock. For every 30 minutes, it's $100.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it was fun.
Yeah.
And how much was the boat?
It's about $300 total
for the day. So you split it between how many adults?
It's nothing, man. It's two adults.
Oh, so you did $150, they did $150?
Yes.
And for the whole family.
For the whole family. And there's a slide on top, and it was great. The only thing is, like, you know, when you have a slide, you have to make sure that, you know, it's not shallow or whatever. So me and the other dad would do like test dives to see if it was shallow. And
you'd hit the slide?
Yeah, we would do it first.
Test slides. Did you let all the kids do it?
Everyone. Every kid did it. It's funny. Our foster kid, he was a little scared. He kind of watched the other kids do it. But then once it took one slide, and once he did it, it was over. He probably slid down about 100 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that sounds fun.
It was a blast. We should, you keep talking about doing like a show trip. That would be legit on a pontoon.
Do I keep talking about that?
Well, you said
you
a fishing
it,
trip.
I think.
I just am looking for something to go do that I like to do, like fishing.
Yeah. But you can also fish, and then we can do the pontoon. It's up to you.
I don't mix my partying and my fishing.
Right. Pontoon's definitely partying.
The Big Mac. So everybody knows Big Mac, McDonald's. You know what? It wasn't always called the Big Mac. Amy, I'm going to eliminate you from this.
Okay.
Because Amy also sent me the story.
Okay.
What's the original name of the Big Mac? Think about this. I'm going to give you three options here.
Go ahead.
The Big Mac was actually named something before the Big Mac. Here are your options. Was it A, the Blue Ribbon Burger? Was it B, the Macklemore?
Nice.
Or was it C, Ronald's Big Burger? So the Big Mac was named one of these three things. Was it A, the Blue Ribbon Burger, B, the Macklemore, or C, Ronald's Big Burger? Raymundo, what do you think about this?
Give me C, Ronald's Big Burger, because Ronald McDonald.
Hmm. Morgan?
C. I think they named them after themselves.
Eddie?
I think those are all little trick answers there. I'm going to go with A, the Blue Ribbon Burger, because that has nothing to do with anything, and I feel like Blue Ribbon meant, like, the best or
what
something.
What does Macklemore have to do with anything?
McDonald's, Macklemore.
Oh, good call.
I'm on to you. I know this.
Lunchbox?
Eddie had the same thinking I was. Ronald is too obvious. That's the one you want me to guess. So I was going with Blue Ribbon because maybe McDonald's was named Blue Ribbon before it was named McDonald's.
Well, they didn't settle on a catchy name at first. And it was first called not Ronald's Big Burger.
Sorry, Ray.
Not the Macklemore, but the
Blue
Ribbon Burger.
Come on.
There it
Don't
is.
Touch me.
Good job. Two inmates escaped from jail, vowed to return in 15 days.
Nice. Good job, guys.
Two Italian inmates who managed to flee from a prison in Rome left behind an interesting note for the jailer in which they promised to return and surrender themselves into police custody after resolving the problems being faced by their children. In the letter, they said, we needed to protect our children from a nasty business they've gotten themselves into. Who knew it was that easy to escape?
Mm-hmm.
You just like, leave and be like,
just
hey,
a choice.
We'll be back. That means they had the choice of just staying in there, too.
Hey, somewhat honorable, though, like to say, hey, we'll be right back. We just got to go settle some matters. Like,
they vowed to return in 15 days. Police say the inmates David and Lil are cousins and have fled from jail on June 2nd. They scaled the walls using a water hose in the courtyard.
Wow, just that easy?
The inmates were serving sentences until 2029 for committing fraud and receiving stolen goods.
Oh my gosh.
A cat owner is accused of animal cruelty for feeding a cat ice cream. It was
is that
on,
bad?
It was a video on Twitter. Listen, my dog loves watermelon. He won't eat it, but he loves to lick it. So when I'll have, we'll have watermelon, only seedless, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't care how much modification's happening, mutation. I love a seedless watermelon.
You don't care what they put in there.
Don't care. But my dog licks the crap out of watermelon. I Googled to make sure because he can't eat grapes, and I take him to the vet because of grapes. But yeah, people are blasting him, saying it's not remotely funny. It's animal cruelty. Some folks suggested the owner gave their cat brain freeze in the video. Were the cats like this? Well, brain freeze, maybe one of the worst minor injuries.
Oh, like, yeah. Minor we'll and extreme, quick.
We'll say extremely. What's the worst extreme minor injuries? Oh. Hangnail.
Splinter.
Paper cut.
Funny bone. Elbow.
Biting your tongue.
Oh, biting your tongue. That's tough. Oh,
that's a bad one.
Because it has to be extremely minor. Ooh, bite. Because you bite the tongue's like, oh, I'm so stupid. Or when you like get, like when you bite your lip and then you can't stop biting it because it's bigger than it normally is.
Yeah.
And it's just in the way.
Did you say stubbing your toe?
Mm-mm, that sucks.
That's brutal,
dude.
Man.
Banging your knee.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But brain freeze, you're right, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, brain freeze is like, oh. Yeah, that sucks. Age-defying woman, 62, claims men from 20 to 70 are trying to get with her on Instagram. She's 62. I would believe that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because women are staying hotter older. Men are looking better older. Science, health, you know, you're eating better, you're working out better, you're treating yourself, but, you know, it makes sense. A new guideline on cancer prevention says you should cut out alcohol completely.
Oh, wow.
The American Cancer Society said it's putting in a major change to its cancer reduction and prevention, saying the best way to cut and the best thing to cut is alcohol completely out of your diet. It's best to not drink alcohol.
None of it.
That's what it says.
Wine.
They always say a glass of wine a day keeps the doctor away,
who's
right?
Who's they, though? Somebody says something at all.
The wine maker. Industry.
Yeah, man.
Ariana Grande bought a $13.7 million house. The singer dropped a cool $13 million for the mansion in the famous Bird Streets neighborhood, where just about every resident is a huge celebrity. The home has 4 bedrooms and 7 bathrooms. What the F? 4 bedrooms? That's it?
What's the rest of the house?
It better be gold.
Yeah.
It says there's also a fitness studio, a wellness center. What's the difference? Boy, you know you got a lot of money when you got a fitness studio and a wellness center. That's the same thing in my mind. And a 300-bottle wine cellar. The floor-to-ceiling windows. I'm sure also it's just where it is, right? I'm looking at it now. Well, that looks, that's pretty big to only have 4 bedrooms. Huh. Pretty sweet. Is it right on the water? It says some sick pocket walls open up to an infinity edge pool, perfect for parties or getting the perfect gram pick. I didn't say that.
Gram?
You're reading that, okay.
Yeah. The house was on the market 2 years ago for $25.5 million, then $17.5. Ariana bought it for $13.7. Pretty cool. Good for her.
There's a show on Instagram that I started to watch for like the first 2 minutes, and then I was like, it's not for me. But it looked kind of interesting, and it was about these realtors in LA, like Sunset something. You know what I'm talking about?
I watch Million Dollar Listing sometimes on Bravo.
It's kind of like that, but it's a reality show, so they focus on all like these two guys own it, and they have supermodel realtors.
It's Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset. Yeah. And they have a group of like 7 supermodel realtors that sell these like.
They're supermodels, really?
I mean, they're really hot, all of them. And it's like these houses they're selling are like multi-million dollar houses. And it looked kind of cool, but my wife was watching with me. And you're like, not too interested in it. But it looked kind of like something that would be fun to watch.
I don't watch Million Dollar Listing to go pursue that show, but Kaylin watches The Housewives.
Yeah.
And it's on, and I'll catch myself going, you know, while I'm here, I might as well check out a few extra minutes.
If there's one on, I don't know if it's Discovery or something, where they find waterfront properties for people, and they give them, a realtor shows up and gives them 3 houses to choose from, and then you watch them visit each house and then decide which one they want. And somehow my husband and I started watching, and we saw the first house, and they were like, well, shoot, we need to see what the second house is. I mean, and we needed to go do something else. But then I was like, well, what about the third house? Which one are they going to choose? And then we ended the whole episode. And then I was disappointed with the one that they chose, and I was thinking way too much about it. And I was like, I need to walk away. Yeah, who cares?
I feel that million-dollar listing.
Like, who cares?
That those people that sell those houses, I would never buy a house from them.
Why? Why?
They just seem too shiny and flashy and like the kind of people that go to the clubs I would never go. Like Vegas, people that go to Vegas clubs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like
with like a line and a rope.
Yeah. It's just that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, you ever watch Million Dollar Listing?
Yeah, but it always frustrates me because I have friends that are real estate agents, and you don't get commissions that are a quarter of a million, and these people act like they get them all the time. You have to work for years and years and years, and you sell maybe one house that you get an amazing commission at. All the others, it's like $1,000, $2,000, but you work months for that. The show makes it seem like it's every episode these guys are getting these commission checks that are outrageous.
Wait, TV not real?
Yeah, it's a TV show, right?
The guy he got the ability to sell some woman $16 million rooftop condo in New York. And it said possible commission, $425,000. It was crazy.
Nuts.
But he's in like their clothes all seem like the clothes that I wore on Dancing with the Stars.
It's a glittery
dress.
They were
dressing me out glittery. And yeah. We're going to get into today's show. Let's do a food world with Morgan number two before we get rolling into today's show. Morgan, how you feel over there?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
It's time for Food World Num 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 with Morgan number two.
This could be really sad for a lot of us on the show because we've all been here at one point in our lives probably. Chuck E. Cheese stores may have to permanently close.
I saw because of COVID and the fact that no money coming in, no money to be spent, right?
Yeah, and they're in $1 billion in debt right now and they're just having a really hard time coming back.
There's a couple realtors I know want to do a show have a lot of money they could probably
right? Just talked about all that.
So they really don't think that Chuck E. Cheese,
yeah,
last, huh?
Pretty high possibility they're all going to close.
What about Pasquale's Pizza and Wings? Do you remember that?
No.
Well, that didn't help their image, so
what is that?
That hurt them.
So, and we talked about this a bit, where people, right when Corona was crushing and you had to order all your food, Chuck E. Cheese changed their name on the app because no one was ordering pizza from Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, because
you go for the experience.
Of course.
So they changed their name to Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. And people were buying that from like crazy.
That's funny.
And they realized it was Chuck E. Cheese.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So it helped a little bit for their business?
Oh, yeah. Like, again, if you don't know it,
yeah,
and it sounds like somebody who makes it, Pasquale, Mr. Pasquale's got to be a great guy. He's been in the chicken wing business a long time. In my mind, like I'm assigning to, but yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, that's sad to hear. It's sad.
That's rough because, like, when you have little kids, that's the best place to have a birthday party because you just pay, boom, one set price, and they do everything for you.
Let me say this. Not a commercial. I sent Eddie a man crate over the weekend because we do commercials for them, but I thought it was so cool that I was like, hey, let me send Eddie one of these. And I sent you the barbecue one.
It's awesome, man.
So what was in that?
So it was like barbecue sauce, a little rib rub, like seasoning, and a bunch of utensils, like grilling utensils, and these cool, what do you call it, like oven mitts or whatever, but for the grill, and they're out of leather. My wife is like, okay, like you're starting to, like, you think like you're a cowboy, because I put them on, I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that sounds legit.
Give me the Father's Day, but they have golf ones, they have cooking ones, they have a lot of them. So you go check them out. They're knocking a bunch of money off if you do mancrates.com/bones. So if you want something, one of those, cool. They're not paying me to say this, but I saw that one for Eddie and I said,
thank you, man. It was awesome. Day. And yeah. Mostly, I mean, really the experience is like opening that thing up. And then people were like hitting me on Instagram because I did it all on Instagram. And they're like, don't post that. You look like a wimp trying to open that up.
Oh, because you got like a crowbar and a wooden box. And
yeah.
Yeah. Mancrates.com/bones if you want to check this out and get the deal. And Father's Day, you can still get it there in time. All right. I think that's what's up. Looking, I think for that. Yeah, that's it. All right, we'll see you guys on tomorrow's show. But here, enjoy today's radio show podcast. Bye, everybody.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones. Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Got a really fun week all this week. I'm pretty excited about it. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, where do we start? A couple voicemails. Here is someone talking about Eddie wanting to cut Lunchbox's hair.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning, studio. I have to comment on Eddie wanting to cut Lunchbox's hair. Oh, my Lord. Lunchbox, you need a haircut, my friend. You're starting to look like Peter Brady, or one of the Bradys. It's way too long. And the sideburns, gotta go. Get it done, sir. Eddie, do your thing.
Lunchbox, any change on letting Eddie cut your hair?
No change, because I know Eddie tries to say he can cut hair, but I know that what he's going to do is going to take a chunk out of it, and I do not feel like shaving my head, so I can't do it. I cannot let him do it, and unless there's a fine system where if he messes up,
ooh,
he has to double it.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting to that.
Okay.
Because you cut all your kids' hair.
I do.
Why don't you just go to a barber at this point, though? I think that was the only thing, is like, again,
they're open now.
From me to you, it's if you want the company to use you for bigger things, you have to look like what the company would want you to look like before they hire you.
I know. I do want the company to hire me, but
they don't hire you. They don't pay you anymore.
Oh.
But like I'm taping a 4th of July backyard barbecue special with some artists, and they come to my house and we shoot a bunch of TV. I don't get paid for that.
Oh.
But they
do we need to come over there for background?
No. No, because I don't want to waste a bunch of time. But I'm saying you have to look good, so they put you in things, and eventually, you know, all that starts to accumulate. And
yeah, I've been waiting for those calls. They haven't come yet.
But my point is, you don't look like what they would want you to look like to highlight you in bigger places.
Like, be proactive.
Yeah, like cut your hair.
Well, like when I do have a haircut, they don't call either.
When I do have a haircut. All right. Let me do one more. Here is Morgan in St. Louis.
Morning, studio. I just finished the Garth Brooks special on Netflix. Couldn't stop. And I don't think I've heard you guys talking about it in the studio. What's up with that? The GOAT. Bobby, come on.
Well, what happened was I watched it on A&E when it was out 6-7 months ago or so. And we did talk about it then. Mm-hmm. I guess we haven't talked about it since it's been on Netflix. But yeah, we did talk about it. It was a whole A&E documentary about Garth Brooks.
Okay, but now it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Cool.
So if you didn't watch it, here it is. Watch it now.
It's on Netflix.
But we did talk about it, just not on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. There's that. I got a bunch of notes. Boy, Hank Jr.'s daughter died. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, saw that.
Morgan, tell me what happened over there.
So I guess she was driving, and it was in Tennessee, and they were towing a boat, and they crossed the highway median and rolled over, and she died in the accident.
And how old was she?
She was 27 years old, and from the looks of her Instagram, she has 2 kids.
Dang. That really stinks. I mean, even if she wasn't Hank Jr.'s daughter, that stinks. I think it made the news because she was Hank Jr.'s daughter. Oh, man. Well, I hate to hear that. I'm going to start off on a bummer here, but I saw that in the news. Oh, you know what else? Let's just switch it up a little bit and talk about something positive. So what we do every 4th of July is we try to build a home for a hero. And, you know, we love our armed forces and anybody that's out protecting us and creating a freedom for us. Like, we don't take that lightly. And in the past years, we've been able to come together. And by we, I don't mean just us in the studio. Like, when I say we, I mean you listening, too. And so, Mike, can I get that information up, what they can buy and stuff on my screen? Because what we're going to do is we're going to put all of our Pimp and Joy stuff up. I think it's going to go on sale Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday at 9 Central. And we don't keep any money from Pimp and Joy. Pimp and Joy is the way for... It's a message that means, you know, send goodness to others, have goodness within yourself. We don't keep any of the money, and we would love for you to buy something, and hopefully we'll be able to build a home for a hero. I'm not supposed to say who it is yet, right? Because we don't want to tip him off.
Correct. Like, we're going to be the ones actually telling him he is getting a house built specifically for him, and he lost his... Well, we don't have the
details. We don't want to say the details yet.
But he does need a home that is specific to his needs. And with building homes for heroes, we can do that for him.
And because it's 4th of July, we have a Pimp and Joy 4th of July line. Like, we have a new patriotic tie-dye t-shirt, the Red Stars tank top for girls, the American flag Pimp and Joy. So, well, that's all we're going to say for now. But Wednesday morning it goes up, and we don't have a whole lot of it. But last year we were able to do like almost 100 and... some $1,000.
$175,000, I think, which is crazy how generous our listeners are.
But you get something cool, too.
Yeah, yeah.
With a great message.
And when you wear it, you're reminded to spread joy to others, choose joy for yourself. And then you get to say, oh, hey, by the way, this shirt or this hat helped build a house for a hero.
BobbyBones.com to see pictures of what we're putting up on Wednesday and to support. But tomorrow we'll have him on and we'll reveal to him. That we're gonna.
Yeah, like he doesn't.
He doesn't know, but we can't tip him off.
Right. I guess now we know it's a he.
He could be listening. Oh.
Or is it a she?
Okay. Raymundo, how tall do you say you are?
5'7 on my driver's license.
Do you think you're 5'7 or do you think you kind of knocked it up an inch or so?
They measured me here at work. It was like 5'6 and couples and cents.
Let me see what mine says. Because mine says 6'1", and I think I wore really tall shoes.
High heels?
Yeah, because I'm 6 foot, a little more than 6 foot, but I can't really claim 6'1" mm-hmm. unless I'm in the right shoes. And I looked at my driver's license. It says I'm 6'1". So I guess I'm officially 6'1".
You have to. If it says on your driver's license, that's what it is.
Well, here's why I ask about height. Because I'm, driver's license heights. That'll be what we say for now on. What do you have? Your pull your driver, pull your heights out. If you
I
know
well,
what
I it don't is. Have a driver's license, but
oh yeah, Amy still doesn't.
What
have a
Amy?
License.
I lost it last summer.
Oh, you got a ride to work today?
What? No, I drove. I have my driver's license.
Oh, Amy.
What? Also, wow. Coronavirus. I've been able to go to the DMV.
Wow,
Corona's been
since
going on
last
for a
summer?
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy. How tall did your old driver's license say?
5'6".
Lunchbox?
5'11".
Eddie?
Mine says 5'11", but I'm 6 foot. Come on.
I don't think you're as tall as I am, though.
You're not.
You're 6'1", technically.
Oh, that's true. Uh-huh. You got me!
Yeah!
All right, Morgan?
I'm 5'1 on my driver's license.
But so in real life?
I lied. I'm five foot.
You lied.
And Ray, your driver's license says?
5'7".
Okay. So there's a cosmetic surgeon who charges clients $75,000 for limb lengthening procedures, which can stretch patients up to 6 inches.
What?
Oh.
The Harvard-educated surgeon and orthopedic specialist achieves this by making incisions in the femur and the tibia, the legs, the two big bones there, and then slowly stretches them out permanently. After surgery, the patient uses a remote control that triggers a device to stretch, i.e. break and heal the bone incrementally.
Oh,
this sounds awful, but also awesome. I'm
awesome.
Intrigued.
Yeah.
Ray, let's say it wasn't that painful. Would you pay good money? Would you take out a loan to be 6 inches taller?
No, I don't want to be taller now. I did when I played sports, but there's no reason. Those people's bodies break down. Like, I'm seeing it through my father right now. He's having so many issues with his legs, back, butt, everything. My body, I'm going to be able to go just like my mom until I'm 100 and not have any problems whatsoever. It pays to be short when you're older in life. I'm dead serious.
And I guess you got a girl now.
There's no reason to be tall. I don't even play sports as much anymore.
But that would just bring him up to our level. Like how tall we are, right? 6 inches?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you like to see what it's like to live our life? Yeah. Right?
You're not just seeing, you're living it. You pay
like
a lot
being
of money.
Able to see the top shelf.
But no, you wouldn't take out a loan to be 60. Would you have done it at age 25?
I would have done it in high school when I could have maybe made college sports and stuff. Yes. Not now. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Morgan, you're 5'0". Would you take out a loan to be taller?
No, I like my height.
All right. Isn't that crazy? $75,000?
That is.
And isn't it crazy they keep breaking slowly? You have a remote to slowly break your legs?
Yeah. I want to see how it works, I guess.
Yeah. That guy should have his own reality show. And if you're going to do botch surgeries, they should have people that come in short and then they come back on the check-in 6 months later, they're 6 inches taller. That'd be crazy.
That'd be awesome.
It's so weird, Amy. You're like the nicest, kindest, most giving person that I've ever known. Yet you now have this rage inside of you that you can't explain.
Mm-hmm,
where you just want to slam things against walls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's something deep-rooted or do you think it's new with you adopting your kids?
Oh, I think I'm dealing with some stuff and I don't know how to... I think some of it is hormones mixed with not knowing how to handle some stuff that's going on.
Like new hormones?
Oh, yeah. I'm almost 40. I have hormones changing in my body that's weird. But I think some of it is hormonal, but it is a combination of me not processing some of my emotions properly.
So do you have a new...
Or my stress.
Do you have a newfound empathy for people that do things in rage now?
Interesting. Because I wouldn't want to use... Well, it depends on what their rage causes them to do. Because I don't ever want to hurt anybody. So no, I don't have empathy for somebody that uses their rage in that way. But yeah, if they want to throw a water bottle across the room...
Like smash a car.
No, I don't want to hurt anybody. I mean, I guess they could smash it as long as nobody gets hurt.
Their own car. Psh, psh. You're like, I get it.
I don't want to smash my car. The only thing I'm telling you I want to do or that I have done is throw a water bottle. I want to throw the fruit bowl, slam stuff, slam the milk down on the counter like really hard and yell.
And what is your therapist? Because you're going to therapist, right?
Yeah.
What do they say?
Well, she thinks and then sometimes I just can't let it go. So I picture myself doing the action and then I'm like, oh, that feels so good. But I don't. I have control. So I don't do it. Again, nobody would be harmed. But I still resist the action because I don't feel like it's right anyways. Like I need to get control. And so, but then I have trouble letting it go and I'm still stressed and worked up and feeling anxious and having all these different feelings. So she has told me when I need to reset like that, I may need to dunk my face in ice water.
Have you tried that yet?
No, I haven't yet. It's just, but it's part of my assignment.
Do you ever get rage at me?
No.
Oh.
No.
If I see you over there and your head's in a bucket of water, I'm like, oh boy,
no,
she needs a
I
minute.
No. But I promise you, if you were to see it, you would think, because I even think, I'm not joking. I think, who am I right now? Mm. Or you would be wondering, who is this person?
Well, sometimes since you said you have rage now that comes, I sit next to you and wonder, oh no. Boy.
It's not like that.
Is this
that.
How it is? She just starts stabbing me with a
no.
pin?
No. No, I don't ever. Stop. Don't put me in that category. I don't ever want to hurt anybody.
Okay. All right.
I just have in like a extreme okay. desire to squish a ball and then throw it against the wall and smash. My husband and I were having an argument one day, and that's when I threw the water bottle. And
it at
was,
him?
And it was awesome. No, I threw it across the room.
All right. If you ever get rage-filled in here,
him. Yeah.
Just wiggle your ear, and I'll just shut it down.
It doesn't. I can't predict it, but I'll let you know.
If for some reason you hear the imaging just slam in the middle of a segment, you know Amy wiggled her ear, and we had to end the segment early. Okay?
I hope I'm not alone in this.
Yeah. Well, here.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood shared the role God plays in their household with her kids.
We always, you know, pray before meals and stuff like that. And Isaiah will remind us, even if one of us is like in the other room, hasn't made our breakfast yet, you know, he's like, where's mom? Where's mom? I gotta have mom. So we can all be there together to pray.
Reba McEntire guessed where she thinks her character from her TV show Reba would be now.
I think she'd become a travel agent, so she gets to go to all these places to check them out before she has her clients go to them. Then she goes to this place and she falls in love and tours the world with him because he's real rich and he has a private plane.
King Calloway shared a cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene with Gabby Barrett.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him even though you care.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A Cleveland Indians baseball player is giving back to those treating COVID-19 patients in his community. Shortstop Francisco Lindor. Eddie, is that how you say it?
Lindor is how I say it. Yeah.
How would you say his whole name?
Francisco Lindor.
Okay, like I said, Francisco Lindor has donated 150 pairs of New Balance sneakers to workers at Marymount Hospital in Cleveland. That's pretty cool. The athlete says he wants to thank them for everything they're doing for the community in Cleveland. He made a video and he was like, hey, just appreciate you. Here's a bunch of shoes so you feel more comfortable doing what you do. That's pretty cool. Hey, Francisco Lindor. That's pretty cool.
Eddie, say it right now.
How would you say that in Spanish? Hey, Francisco Lindor. That's pretty cool.
Hey, Francisco Lindor. Está bueno.
Okay. Hey, Francisco Lindor. Está bueno.
That's pretty good.
All right. Thank you very much. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Austin, Texas. A junior on the University of Texas football team came out of his apartment to find that someone had dinged the bumper of his car. He's mad, so he took a fist and boom, punched the bumper, broke his hand.
Oh. He punched his own bumper?
Own bumper.
Because he's so mad. That's that rage you guys have.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He's
yeah, because
so
someone
mad.
Dinged his bumper, so he punched his bumper and broke his hand.
You got to know better than to punch a bumper. Something you can break. Something
like
easy to break.
Punching a wall, though. Like, you ragers will do that, too.
Yeah.
But, or you'll throw and break something and be like, but what the thing you just broke?
Yeah, but walls are easy. The hand will go right through walls.
No, not true. Not true.
Yeah, but also, I've never hit a wall.
All right.
No report if the bumper suffered any more damage.
I doubt it did. It's a hand.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
I ran 5.4 miles in one run this weekend, and I'm not a great runner, so for me, that's really good. And my calves felt like they were going to explode out of my legs for 2 days. And Mike D runs like 10 miles every day. But I'm not that. I'm not a good runner. I get bored. So I was pretty happy with myself. And I'm going to tell you, there's a big difference in running at 7 p.m., which I ran, and 2 p.m., which I ran like the day before.
The heat. Yeah, man.
It takes it out of you.
Yeah.
Who totally. Knew?
Who knew?
I could have probably done another mile or so because it was feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
But I was running on a track, like a thing around a golf course, and the loop is like 3.1 miles. And I'm running on this app, and it's like, you have this much time to run. And so I finished the first 3.1 miles. I'm like, I can get this. I can get another lap in. And then I started running around. I realized I wasn't going to get the second lap in. So my time was up. And so I just walked across the golf course. People were golfing, and I'm in a cutoff shirt. I just walked.
Who cares?
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm hot. And so I just walked. But I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Over 5 miles for someone who's not a runner. I saw that the Dalai Lama will release his debut album, which is also his 85th birthday. It's called Inner World, and it's got the Dalai Lama reciting mantras and prayers over a musical background. He dropped his first track called Compassion. Here's a little bit of that.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
See? Huh. Om Mani. Some are calling him the next Captain Caucasian.
Really?
Which was my old rap name back in the day.
Who are these some?
Well, just me. I mean, probably, what, 2006 or 2007?
Yeah.
I did a feature I had a one-song rap deal.
Yeah.
With Carly Patterson, who was the Olympic gymnast who was trying a pop star life. Here's a little bit of Temporary Life, which I wrote, by the way, good or bad. You're going to hear it. But this is old. I'm embarrassed to play this now, as you can tell. I didn't realize how embarrassed I was going to be. From, like, 2006, here you go. Here I come.
Sometimes I feel like I don't belong, like my skin fits wrong. Don't know the words to the song when everyone else is singing right along. This is not the deal, not the place that I want to be. I get so stressed from this place that I want to leave. I'm lighted now, so the future is all I see.
How about sound? That's
good, man.
That sound like Lil Dicky?
That's good. Lil Dicky. You sound like a little Fred Durst in there. Okay.
Yeah, probably just, but... I haven't listened to this. It's bad quality, but...
yeah, it was back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like the audio quality is not best. We'll just turn it down. We'll just turn it down there. So I saw that. Thought I'd bring that clip out of retirement. One other thing I wanted to mention was I've shut down comments on my Instagram. Because I'm over it. It doesn't matter what gets posted. If I post a fish or people just fight with each other.
Oh, really?
With me. So, no more comments.
No comments.
Everyone's on probation for... What is today? The 15th? Until July 1st, there'll be no comments on my Instagram. Wow. At Mr. Bobby Bones. I'm just not going to create a place that breeds people fighting and hating on each other. So I've just shut it down. No comments.
So during this break, they can possibly think of ways to comment better?
You know, in your timeout, everyone,
yeah.
Reflect on how you didn't comment in the best way possible and how you will comment in a wonderful way forward. So I was like, I just can't. And it's about the most ridiculous things.
Yeah.
So... No more comments on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. There'll be no comments till July 1st.
Somebody had to ruin it for the rest of us.
Yeah, that's what happens. So that happened over the weekend, too. I went to Amy's new house she's moving to. I was over in the neighborhood, and I was like, hey, send me your address. And so she sent it. Goes, I'm not there yet. I don't live there yet. And I'm like, who cares? I want to go see it. So we go. I guess I kind of thought she already owned it, so we were in the backyard.
Oh, no.
FaceTimes me.
I'm like, we're in the backyard.
And I said, okay, slow down. Y'all are trespassing.
I'm trying to get in the house. I'm like, whoa. When are you guys moved in? Do you know?
Thursday.
Yeah.
So in a couple days. But yeah, you were there all a little bit.
Yeah, I was there. I was checking
early.
It out.
Like, the current owners, luckily, were not there. But I mean, what if they would have been? Would you have been like, oh, my friend's buying this house?
Yeah, it's all good, guys. It's all good.
Don't worry. Bobby
Bones Show. On Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time, we're putting our Pimp and Joy line up, which is all about choosing joy for yourself, for others. We don't keep any of that money, and we are going to build a house for a hero. We don't want to say who it is yet, but every year, 4th of July, we find someone that has served in our military. It's always been someone that has been injured, and we want to build a house right to their needs because we feel like we wouldn't be here on the show without them fighting for our freedom. The thing is... This hero doesn't know he's going to get the house. We're going to tell him on the show tomorrow, so we can't say much more else about it. We did say it. Did we say that? Don't say too much. Maybe we'll say it. I don't know. But let's just say he served a long time. He's a hero. And you can buy Pimp and Joy Wednesday, 9 Central. There's Stars and Stripes, tank tops, Stars tank tops, 4th of July line. There's
American
tie-dye.
Flag,
there's
tie-dye.
So much. And we
there's
don't keep any
a lot
of money.
Of new stuff.
So much new
but
stuff.
But all Pimp and Joy,
no matter what you buy. America rules.
We'll go towards this. Yeah, okay. Even the neon colors that aren't red, white, and blue. Yeah.
Bobbybones.com. Yeah. Heck, you can buy right now if you want. We'll put the money to it. Stuff's already up there?
Sure.
But the 4th of July stuff goes up.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, 9 Central. Bones. my girlfriend Caitlin was bringing me up some food, so I stopped her. She's going to hop in a segment with us here because we have two things to talk about. The first one, I lost a bet on this show and we had to watch that Last American Cry. We pull up the name, Mike, because there was a movie that got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. I was forced to watch it. It was 2.5 hours long. And by I was forced to watch it, you had to watch it too.
I had to watch it.
Yeah. And you took it like a champ. You were like, okay. But we didn't watch it all at once.
No.
We broke it up into what?
30 minutes.
Yeah. Except for the last one. We watched the last hour or so pretty straightforward.
I slept a little bit through the last hour. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It got a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. What was it called, Mike? The Last American Crime?
Last Days of American Crime.
The Last Days of American Crime. Okay. Does it deserve a 0%?
No.
It was actually pretty good.
It wasn't that bad. Well, I think that if you had told me it was good, I would say it deserves a 0. But because I went into it knowing it was a 0, I feel like it deserves more. Does that make sense?
I would have given it about, because on the tomato meter from critics, it has a 0% still today. I would give it about a 40%.
Okay.
It still sucks.
Yeah.
But I liked some of it. The concept is crazy because at a certain date, the government said, hey, there'll be no more crimes committed because we figured out what signal to put into your brain. Oh. So everybody's running crazy and they're trying to commit the last American crime before that shuts down crime. Pretty nice.
Kind of sounds like a cool story.
Yeah, the concept.
So I lost the bet. We watched it in 3 days.
The concept's cooler than the story that they came up with.
They didn't execute it.
Exactly.
It was fine.
They could have made it better, though.
They could have shortened it by an hour.
100% concept.
Oh, you mean because the concept was
execution.
So good, they needed it? Oh, okay. But here you go. I lost the bet. I watched the whole thing. I give it a... I give it 2 out of 5 American flags.
Okay.
Is my movie review out of 5. What would you give it?
2 out of 5. 1.5.
Okay, 1.5.
Some things.
So it's still a fail, right? You guys still fail.
Yeah, but
it.
I would say it's a win for the movie because it's better than 0%.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that over the weekend. And also, when she drove from California to Nashville, that 30-hour drive, listen to this. She said she got a tire.
Okay, do we need to announce this part? My dad's going to hear this.
Should I not say?
Fine.
She got a, hey, your tire's low in Amarillo.
Sorry, Dad.
And then drove, she didn't tell me, and drove all the way to Nashville.
Like the light came on and said tire low?
On her SUV.
I kicked it.
And so she gets here, she comes outside, and the tire's completely shot. It's dead.
It's on a rim.
But I made it.
It was on a rim.
She comes rolling in, like, basically.
Caitlin.
It's like, all the way into the driveway.
And was it dead when you got to the house?
I didn't notice it until you said, will you pull your truck around? And I did, and then I noticed it then. It was like full tire, because it was just one spot that was flat.
But that's the bottom.
I knew you'd
the
be
one
mad
spot's
going
to be the bottom because that's where all the weight is.
Right, but it's not the bottom if you drive a little bit, then it's the top. You know what I mean?
Technically, like, yeah, you're right.
So I changed the tire, but she didn't know how to change the tire. So I go out in the yard. I'm like, I'll change it. Why don't you come out and I'll show you how to change a tire? And you helped a little bit.
Yeah.
So... Because we didn't call anybody to change it.
Look at you, manly man.
Bobby can change a tire.
I know, but we forget that about
impressed.
Him, right?
Wow.
Right now, he's not screaming, I change tires.
Totally. That's the thing. It's like...
Say whatever you want.
Okay, sometimes it's like,
she looks at you.
Sometimes it's like, I feel like I'm the man.
Oh, boy. That's not a
Is
good
that
sign,
rude?
Bobby.
I mean, sometimes.
Why? In what instance would you ever feel like you were the man?
Easy.
In what instance? Go ahead.
I feel like you're more high maintenance than me in a lot of ways.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm the man a lot of times, and then something like that happens, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, feel good, you know?
But what about when we fish?
We caught the same amount of fish. I bait my hook. I reel
you.
It in. I take it off the hook. I hold it up.
I'm not talking about you down. I'm saying I know how to fish. Like, I can do all that stuff.
Yeah, but so can I. So I don't really feel like that makes you a man.
Mm. But the changing tire.
I can't do.
She can't do. So that is manly.
Yeah. Man.
Well, anyway, I wasn't even talking about me because I was just like, hey, I'm going to go change a tire. I wasn't going to bring her out there.
That's not really how it happened.
What?
You're like sneaking out.
Oh, I was just gonna go change it, not tell her.
But it was a thing. You know what I mean? It was like all of production. Like, he got up and he put his shoes on. He never wears shoes ever unless he's going somewhere. So he like put his shoes on. So I was a little suspicious. He like put like kind of grungy clothes on. I was a little suspicious.
black stuff all
over. He walks in, gets the, like, he kind of wanted me to notice that he was going to do something. So I was like, okay, I'll bite. What are you doing?
I didn't say bite. There's no, bite.
He said I'll bite. He's like, oh, I guess I'll put my shoes on.
Yeah, he's stretching. He's like, toolbox. Like, I don't think you need that. But anyway, so he goes outside. And I follow him, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then I figured it out. I said, oh, you changed my tire? And he's like, yeah. So I then I went out there.
But then I showed her. Yeah. And, okay, and the quick way, quickly, how do you change a tire? Go.
Loosen lug nuts, not all the way. Oh, get the jack. Jack it all the way up.
Got it.
As high as you can. Take the tire off. Get the.
You gotta take the lug nuts all the way off first.
Oh, yeah, that's a given.
Duh, yeah.
And so then you take them off, then you get the spare, then you put it back on. You save the lug nuts. You'll need them later.
Wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a little out of order, but she's doing okay.
You are going to need them later.
Put the spare on. Put the lug nuts on. Tighten it all the way back. Put the jack down. Load the tire.
You did okay. Didn't get it all in the right order, but you pretty much have it.
Well, I've only watched it one time. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, man, I just feel like I got roasted for no reason. Like, I was just talking about the movie, and then all of a sudden, she's manlier than I am.
But also, I want to know more examples of when you're the man.
None. Great. There are none. She just says stuff.
She just says stuff. Okay.
She is a better runner than I am.
What about when he works out, Caitlin? Like, is it manly?
I don't really watch him work out.
Once.
Yeah.
But why was she watching?
She just went to my gym to see the gym. Oh, she had not seen it yet.
Well, I wasn't even talking about that.
Oh.
I wasn't really watching you then.
You took your Instagram, though, and it was like,
Oh, I recorded you,
remember that? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I wasn't mming, but yeah, I did. And then I've watched you on the Peloton before.
Which isn't very manly. Is that manly? Riding a bike.
No, not so much.
Is it true? He just goes hard on Peloton. Yes. He doesn't even do the class. He just goes hard.
And then I get on there and it's at like 90 and I can't even, I'm like standing up trying to move the pedals. Yeah. He goes too hard on Peloton.
So pretty manly.
Super manly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the food and thank you for coming by.
You're welcome.
First time ever in the studio being on the air.
Yeah.
She didn't come up here to be on the air. She was like, do I have to be on the air? I was like, you don't have to. She's like, fine, I will. And we don't give the movie a super bad review, just a bad review.
Right. Go into it thinking it's going to be terrible and you'll like it okay.
All right. Same thing with the show. If you wake up in the morning and you turn this show on and you're like, this is going to be a real turd, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Caitlin.
You're welcome, Bobby.
All right, let's go to Roger in Northern Arizona.
Hey, Bobby Bones. Good morning, studio. Hey, I'm calling from Northern Arizona. Just heard the announcement you guys are coming to 107.5 Colt Country over here. And super pumped. Been listening to the podcast for the last 2 years religiously. And, yeah, anybody who hasn't heard the show, just listening for the first time, give them a chance. You guys will fall in love with it. Great show, great people, and super excited.
Man, thanks, Roger. Yeah, today we have started on 107.5 Colt Country, Flagstaff, Arizona. So appreciate anybody that's listening. It's tough. It's always a tough transition because, as I say, we're not a great radio show, but I think we're a really good show with a bunch of people that you can find someone that you understand and relate to. And, you know, we don't have good voices. We're kind of normal folks. So, but appreciate that. We're very excited to be on there. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's going to be no more Starbucks office type situations post-coronavirus. You know,
you mean corporate?
Well, no. I mean, people used to take their laptop to Starbucks, sit there for several hours, and that was, quote, their office for the day.
People can't do that anymore?
Well, it's shifting. I mean, I guess technically you could, but Starbucks says that they're aiming to shift their coffee shops and focus more on mobile ordering and takeout only. They're going to be closing 400 stores and opening up more of like grab-and-go locations with drive-through options. So they're encouraging people to get your coffee and go somewhere else. Don't linger here.
Well, the one near my house, people are still chilling.
Yeah,
there's a lot of chillers in there. You know, it reminds me of Pizza Hut. I love Pizza Hut, but there aren't many Pizza Huts you can go into anymore.
And you used to be able to.
Used to be. I live there. Salad bar? Of course. I would salad bar hard. At salad bar, we get our pizza.
Getting a booth.
And there are still a few. There are still some. You know, I'm from very rural America, and I think there are still some there because the same owners have them. But not as many anymore. When there's a new one that goes up, it's one of those little
Ones.
Little poppers.
Yep.
Yeah. What else you got, Amy?
So ABC announced that they've got their first ever black leading man for The Bachelor.
Yeah, I saw that.
It'll be for the 25th season. His name is Matt James, and he's 28 years old, and he's a commercial realtor from New York. And he was selected after fans have been pushing to see more diversity on the show, and season 25 will premiere next year.
Yeah, he's real good looking.
He is.
Is he?
Yeah.
I was hoping.
He's like good looking, you know, successful.
It'd be finally someone we could really relate to, like... Like, not that good looking.
But no.
No. He's, yeah. What else?
So I have the top lifestyle changes that people make when they become parents. And then I really feel like this story stood out to me, Bobby, because I feel like you and Caitlin are progressing. I don't know exactly what's going to happen in your relationship.
Well, you have two kids now. It's happened so quickly.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, it was a whole...
No, but it's probably in the next year or two.
I don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
We're not even...
I know, but... And then
there's
it's
like
all
a few
happen.
Steps before that.
I know.
I'm still a virgin.
Well, this is what you have to look forward to changing your
I haven't
life.
Got a smile out of Ray by saying that, and he doesn't smile at anything ever. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, once you become a parent, you cut out irresponsible friends.
Okay, I've already done that anyway.
Oh, okay.
And or I've changed my irresponsible friends to being responsible.
Look
Eddie's
at you.
Eddie's as responsible as he gets. He shows up on time.
It's a great example.
Yeah.
And I used to be very irresponsible, even though I've had kids for 12 years.
Yeah. Okay. They started saving to buy a house.
Okay.
That happens. Get a more steady job once you got kids. Make an actual serious effort to save money. And then stopped going out late.
Yeah, a lot of that.
That just sounds like being an adult.
I've been on since I've been like 16. Yeah. I had to grow up early, but yeah. All right. Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this super thoughtful, caring teacher decided she wanted to do something special for the class of 2020 since they kind of got gypped a little bit. She started a Facebook group called Adopt a Senior, where people could go on there and send cards and words of encouragement and online registry gifts, whatever they felt inspired to give. And over 7,000 people have joined in just over a month. And 2,000 members have adopted seniors so far. And then from all of this, an Adopt a Senior scholarship fund began, and she didn't really know how much people would donate, but some people were saying, hey, we want to help out. And so far, the fund has more than $30,000.
That whole thing's crazy. Wow, good for her. She definitely didn't mean for that to happen, but grateful that it did. Man, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
How did the barber win the race?
How did the barber win the race?
He knew a shortcut.
All right.
That was the Morning Corny.
On with us right now, it is Debbie in Union City, Tennessee. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Hey, I'm great.
Yeah, glad to talk to you. Are you glad to talk to me? Be honest.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Love it. Listen, Debbie.
You're from my home state. I think you're awesome.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I think you're awesome.
I was raised in Arkansas. Oh,
look at you. Me too. Look at that. I tell you, I'm getting hit hard with the running for governor stuff because it's 2.5 years. They want me to kind of make up my mind. What do you think I should do there?
I think you would be great.
But here's the thing. That means I'd have to leave the radio show in like a year or so.
Surely they would block out an hour or so for you every day to do that, because we can't lose you on the radio show.
Well, what happens, Debbie, is if I start raising money, I then can't be on the air. So, like,
oh, that sucks. Never mind. We'll let somebody else be governor. We're not losing you on this.
Well, okay. Well, listen, we'll have to figure that out later. But here's the reason, Debbie, I have you on because you just won $1,000. I'm giving you $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, this is crazy. The Bobby Bone Show's June Stimulus Sweepstakes presented by Express Employment Professionals. So, Debbie, did you go to the website and like type your name in there?
I did.
Yeah, it's that easy, and you just won $1,000. So, what are you going to do with that money?
Use it for bills. Right now, it'll be a great help.
Yeah. Well, with the help of Express Employment Professionals, $1,000 every week for the month of June. And Debbie will tell you, all you have to do is go to BobbyBones.com. Debbie, did you have to jump through any hoops at all, or was it that easy?
No, it was so super easy. I've been logging on every day in Anaren.
Yeah, go to bobbybones.com, keyword rules for info and rules. And thanks to our friends at Express Employment Professionals, who help more than 552,000 people find jobs each year. If you're looking for work, they're ready to help. Well, 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 Debbie, I hate to say goodbye to you, but you are going to be $1,000 richer as soon as we hang up.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Who's the first person you're going to call when this call's over to tell them that you just won $1,000?
My husband.
Is he there with you, or is he?
No, no, no. He's not. I'm at work right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you get back to work then. Well, hey, I really appreciate you listening, and, you know, thanks for being one of our friends and hanging out with us every morning, and I can't wait for you to get your check and go spend it on some bills. But buy one thing that's for you, like one little thing.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Bye, Debbie. Good to talk to you. We went out. We caught 15 striper. We were catching them like crazy.
Whoa, that's a lot.
15.
If you go to my Instagram, you'll see. We're just, you know, when you get live shad, you're just looking for those fish to come through and pop them.
Wow.
So anywhere from like 6-7 pounds to about 16 pounds. And so took Ray Mundo and his fiance, Ray and Bay. We took them out. And so it was Kaylin and myself. She's a really good fisherman. She doesn't need any help with anything. I don't need any help with anything. It was Ray. What's your first time to fish?
In 20 years, yes. We had gone when I was a kid, but I'm not an expert. I don't know all the stuff.
Well, so because they were new, Ray and Bay had one pole they were watching. And Kaylin and I had our own. We were, you know, doing our thing. And so as soon as we get in, we're 20 minutes into it. Ray and Bay's pole, boom, just takes off, right? And so Ray doesn't know what to do. So he grabs the pole, and as he's holding it, he starts yelling at his fiance, Bay, Laura, to reel it. So he's holding the pole while she's, and he's like, "You can do it, Mama! What? Mama, you can do it, Mama! Mama, Mama!" And I'm like, "What are you guys doing? You're making it so much harder."
Right.
Because these are the biggest fighting fish in freshwater that pretty much you can get. But you still don't want to have one person holding the pole. Imagine just trying to reel in a reel without holding the pole. And so it was all disjointed. They finally got it in. And so Raymundo, he basically caught his first real fun fishing along. It was so fun to watch.
Right.
And that had to be a thrill, right?
Of course. That was a high, yes.
So he gets it in. We net it up. And we'll take a picture with it, like hold it up. Because it's a pretty good fish. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's the first fish. It was a really good fish. So Raymundo was holding the fish up. And the fish, because he wasn't holding all the way, starts flopping a little bit. Naturally. You really got to put a grip in its jaw and on the back of it. And so it starts flopping, and Ray starts to go, I've been quilled. And I was like, it's not a porcupine.
Quilled, like poked by the sun?
Yes. And he goes, no, I've been finned. And he starts screaming like the fish attacked him.
Oh, my goodness.
He takes the fish, just chunks it back in the water. We're not keeping him anyway, right? We were catching and release anyway. Just chunks it into the water. And we're like, Ray, wait. And he starts holding his arm out, going, I've been finned, like running around the boat. You thought, seriously, you were hurt.
Yeah, and I thought it would leave something in your skin, so I was trying to see if I needed somebody to pick it out.
He was looking for the quill.
Oh, my goodness.
Then the fin in his arm and in his hand. So how long did it take you before you...
The blood stopped, and I was fine. And
There was no blood.
There was no blood.
There was blood on the fish because the fish got a little caught up. Right, but it wasn't his blood. And by the way, that was the only fish that had any blood on it. Mostly we can catch them, take the hook out, fine. That was the only fish that was hurt a little bit. But the blood was coming from the fish, not his hand.
Oh, my goodness.
He is screaming the whole time. So we're going, and at one point we had a... I'm catching them pretty good. Caitlin's catching them pretty good. At one point, we had a triple. At the same time, boom, I get hit with one. Boom, Caitlin's reeling one in. Ray and Bay, boom, we've all got them. We're all reeling them in. We had a good school of fish. And so Raymundo's like, I ain't touching the fish again. So we got a picture of someone holding the fish up with Ray throwing the peace signs over it because he didn't want to touch another fish.
Yeah!
But that being said, I'm giving him a hard time. It was a lot of fun, right?
I never thought we were going to be catching that many fish.
Ray was like, listen, I've been fishing before. We didn't catch anything. I didn't expect to be catching any fish whatsoever. He was kind of going for the boat ride and the fun. But by the end of it, we had 15 fish.
Yeah, I mean, and in that short a time, usually people fish all day and don't have 15.
We were out there for 4.5 hours. So, you know, we just didn't pop. But as soon as we hit, man, we landed. We dropped the boat bam! Just hit by him.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I was texting Eddie pictures.
Oh, yeah. Every fish they caught, he'd text me.
I'd be like, look at this one. Look at this one.
Did y'all know that was going to be a busy area?
No.
Yeah, because, I mean...
We have the rangefinder on, the depth finder, and okay, there's a spot. All right, go. And sometimes you hit them, sometimes you don't. Sometimes there are no fish on the finder at all, and you'll hit a few of them. But it was a lot of fun.
So Ray, the alpha male.
Well, here's the thing.
Interesting.
He pivoted and handled himself well by the end. Okay. And here's the thing he would do, though. They can't cut him. We got to cut him a little slack because every time the boat would be flying through, he'd get up and act like he was surfing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's more of a surfer alpha male, right, Ray?
Yeah, that's what you got to do when those waves are hitting and everything. Yeah. You just get up and it's basically like you're surfing, but you're on the boat. It's awesome.
Did your fiance have fun?
Yes, and I think so much fun that she wants to now go with her dad or brother, me. We're all going to plan a trip or something.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of fun. Glad that we went. We'll plan another one. Eddie, sorry. I wasn't rubbing no, it in.
It's all good.
I was just sending you the big fish.
They were awesome fish.
They were just sending you the big fish. It's now our famous TV dads draft. We'll go around the room, pick your favorite TV dad, just like the NFL, if they were drafting players. And the person with the best team of TV dads will win. Our listeners vote on it. Now, I don't get to play. I finished in last place last week. So up first will be Raymundo. Raymundo, first pick of the TV dad draft. Who do you have?
Give me Phil Dunphy, Modern Family.
Wow, surprise number one there.
Oh my gosh.
Amy.
I'm going to go with Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince.
Yeah, Phil Banks.
Phillip Banks, Uncle Phil. Got it. The uncle thing threw me off. It's famous TV dads.
But he's a dad.
Yeah, but he's a dad to Carlton.
You didn't think you could get that in the second or third round?
Oh, I thought that was really strong for first round. But I'm just asking. This whole game isn't necessarily my...
I know. I'm just a commentator.
...thing that I'm the greatest at in the world.
Yeah. You can pay me. I'll consult you.
Well, why didn't you offer me that before we started?
Oh. All right.
Shoot! Is that not good?
I was good. It's fine. I was confused by it. But yes. I'm just a dummy. Lunchbox, your first pick?
Well, I'm going to go with who I thought was going to go number one overall. And this one is from Full House. Give me Danny Tanner.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, it's really good.
I wrote down who I would have picked first overall on a piece of paper. And when someone says it, I'll hold it up. Eddie.
Man, that was definitely on my list right there, Danny Tanner. But I'm going to go with a second best. I think this is a huge dad, especially for us. When we were growing up, it's Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Oh, Tim the Tool Man Taylor is a strong one, too.
Yes.
Wow, you two are both good ones. Morgan, number two. Famous TV dad, who are you picking?
I think I have to go with Friday Night Lights, Eric Taylor, Coach Taylor.
Good one.
I don't even know who that is. I haven't seen Friday Night Lights, but...
Eric Taylor.
Okay.
Your number one that you would have picked still not hasn't gone out yet?
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
You two both had. I was Tim the Tool Man and Danny Tanner were both in mine. Also, I still would have went with this one, but
okay,
maybe you wouldn't have gotten a pick. All right, let's go back to Morgan number two. You went last in the first round. Who you got?
I'm gonna go even older of a TV show. It's Brady Bunch. I'm going Mike Brady.
Oh, okay, good. Eddie.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'm gonna revisit TGIF. But go Family Matters.
Oh!
Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow, good.
Right?
Lunchbox.
Man, I am... Woo! I'm going to go with someone outside the box. I feel like this guy makes me laugh when I watch him. And I'm going to have to go with Homer Simpson.
Yeah, that's good.
Father's Day is coming up this weekend, by the way. So make sure you remember your dad. Get you a man crate, Eddie. Mancrates.com.
Pretty legit.
Man, they should have paid for a commercial in this because it is a great thing, the man crate. Let's see here. Now through, what is today? As you can tell, I don't have a commercial ready. June 17th, get 20% off mancrates.com/bones. Mancrates.com/bones. I sent Eddie one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can attest. It's pretty fun to open.
Yeah, you can get in. Okay, let's go over to Amy.
Sorry, we did Tim Taylor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I am going to go with... Man, I'm juggling. Can I consult? Oh, I don't want to give one away, though. It's not the final round. I just feel like if I say this name, they're not going to know who he is, but he was such a good dad.
Come on, what do you got?
Go for it.
Tony Maselli.
I don't think they know who that is.
Okay.
That's on my list, Amy.
Okay. I'll go with Mike Brady, because I feel like people will know.
Someone already drafted him.
Oh, gosh. I'll go with Phil Dunphy.
Somebody already drafted
him.
Oh,
my gosh. Are you listening?
I don't have any more. I'll go with, who is this that I wrote down?
Let me see. It looks like Jumbo Shrimp.
Okay, I'm going to go with Tony Maselli.
All right, who's the boss?
Because you don't have anyone else.
All right, Amy's in
last. Guys, I can usually call the last place team. Even when I was last place, I said this is a weak one. I think Amy has a good chance to be at the bottom. Raymundo, pick your famous TV dad.
One of the first dads on TV that I think everybody aspires to be when it comes to being a dad, Andy Taylor from the Andy Griffith Show.
That's who I would put.
Oh, that's a good one. Good.
Yeah. You want Andy Griffith down or Andy Taylor? I'd put Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith. Thank you.
Okay, let's. So far, we have two dads each. One more round. Raymundo, you have Phil Dunphy and Andy Griffith. Who else do you have?
This one can either win it or lose it for me. I mean, I really just think you need to base it off the TV show and how good it was and how good of a dad they were on that show. Bill Cosby.
What is wrong with you?
Bobby, you want to change your pick?
On the show, as his TV character is Huxtable.
So Phil Huxtable.
Yes. Well,
he's got to put Bill Cosby. That's what he said.
But you want Bill.
Dr. Huxtable.
Oh, his pick was Cosby.
Cliff Huxtable, right?
Cliff Huxtable. Yeah. Okay. Raymundo, you know how you said he's going to win or lose it? I think you're right. Well, one of those.
What's wrong with you?
All right. So Amy's going to go with Harvey Weinstein.
That was a terrible pick. They're bad dudes.
Yeah, bad dudes.
Bad dudes. Okay.
Amy, go ahead. Do you think Ray will get 0 votes?
Yes.
Do you think everyone's...
I hope he does.
I may go Amy doesn't finish last anymore. Okay, Amy, you're up.
Man, Frank Costanza's so good, but will they know?
Okay, Amy's back in last place.
We're battling it out for the cellar. I was consulting. You said consult with me.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad, Amy.
I have Jason Seaver or Stephen Keaton.
Yeah, Stephen Keaton.
It's Stephen Keaton from...
Yeah, from Family Ties.
Yeah. I don't know. Should I choose the... what's his face, dude? The what's that show you like? Game of Thrones?
What?
Who? Is there a dad on there?
Game of Thrones?
This is Struggle City. She drafted two people that were already drafted, and now she has nothing left.
I was just hopeful, maybe.
Anything? Go ahead. Amy, need a draft.
Okay.
Who's your dad? Your dad. Famous TV dad.
I'm going to go with Richard Gilmore.
What?
All right.
Who's that?
It's someone when Amy Googled TV dads that popped up real quick.
Who is he, Amy?
Who is he?
From Gilmore Girls, right?
From Gilmore Girls. I feel like there might be some Gilmore Girl fans.
Oh. All right. He came later?
Guys, we're running out of time, so let's roll through these final ones. Okay. Next up, Lunchbox.
Yeah, this dad, I mean, one of the best shows ever, was always there for his kids, taught him lessons. Zeke Braverman from Parenthood. Woo!
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that. Okay. Eddie.
Oh, I'm going to go with a real good one. From off paper, he probably doesn't look like the best dad ever, but look, he did a lot of crazy, crazy things for his family. Walter White.
That's who I have.
Come on!
Walter White, that's a solid one.
Great dad.
Good third round pick.
Kind of ended up being a bad dude.
I mean, horrible person, good dad.
And then, right. Morgan, number two, final pick.
It's from a newer show. I'm going This Is Us, Jack Pearson.
Oh, that's a solid third round pick.
Really good.
I had Dan Connor from Roseanne.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was one I had. Rick from Rick and Morty, but you guys probably don't know that one. Carl Winslow. Okay, there are teams. Everybody has a team they drafted. Raymundo with Phil Dunphy, Andy Griffith, and Cliff Huxtable. The Cliff Huxtable may throw people off.
Yeah, because people won't associate it.
Uncle Amy has Uncle Phil, an uncle, Tony Maselli, and Richard Gilmore. I mean, that's it.
Whatever, don't be rude.
Lunchbox has Danny Tanner, Homer Simpson, and Zeke Braverman. Eddie has Tim the Toolman Taylor, Carl Winslow, and Walter White. And Morgan has Eric Taylor, Mike Brady, and Jack Pearson. All right, there you go. Vote at BobbyBones.com. They should be up now. Go vote on the dad team. You like the best. All right, thank you very much.
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Patrick Lebo is a garbage man from California, and he was just on his route picking up garbage when he notices a house is on fire. And he, for some reason, maybe he saw cars or something, but he's like, there may be people in there. So he gets out of his truck, kicks the door down, and finds an elderly couple stuck in there. He takes them out and saves them.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
So many decisions were made in this little thing. Like, there's a fire. Is there anybody around it? Do I need to bust in? To actually bust in a house with fire around it?
Yeah,
fire
crazy.
In it? That's crazy.
And the police chief says, really, I mean, there's no telling what could happen to this couple if you wouldn't have saved him. He is a hero, but he says, no, I'm not. I'm not a hero. Anyone would have done this. I was just there at the right time in the right place.
What was that guy's name?
His name is Patrick Lebo.
Where does he live? Do we know?
In California. I think it's Saris. I don't know where that is. Saris Fire Department.
Well, listen, Patrick Lebo, you are a hero. You risked your own safety, your own life to go and not even. Here's the thing. If he would have done that knowing the people were in there, hero for sure. He went into seeing if anyone was in there. Like, he was risking his life. Maybe there's nobody in there. Maybe there's a dog.
I told you that one time I was driving by a house that I thought was on fire, and I like knocked on all the doors and everything, but it was a tobacco shop, and they were burning tobacco in there. Supposed to be on fire.
Okay, did you want us to say you were almost a hero, Eddie?
Yes, I tried to be a hero, but I couldn't.
Okay. All right, that's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm a music nerd. Eddie's a music nerd. So every Monday, we bring you this segment.
Bobby and Eddie's Music School is now in session.
Up in the morning and out to school. Just some fun music stuff. Maybe you can take it to work with you today. Waylon Jennings would have been 83 years old today. He passed away back in 2002. He's best known as one of the founding pioneers of the outlaw movement. Now, let me play I'm a Ramblin' Man. Here you go.
Lord, I'm a ramblin' man.
But that's not why I bring him up. The country icon was meant to be on the doomed plane that crashed on this day in 1959.
Oh, this is good.
They killed Buddy Holly and three others. So Buddy Holly hired Waylon Jennings to play in his band. He was going to play in the bass. So you have to think about that. Like, Waylon Jennings was Buddy Holly's bass player, which is crazy by itself. So that night, Waylon Jennings gave up his seat on that plane that crashed because it was a coin flip. Do you know about this story at all?
Yeah, because I saw it in La Bamba.
Oh, okay.
So it's in La Bamba, but they never say that it's Waylon Jennings.
Richie.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Yeah. After a show in Clear Lake, Iowa on February 2nd, Buddy Holly decided to charter a plane for himself, his guitarist, and Waylon Jennings so they could fly to Fargo, North Dakota instead of taking the long frozen bus trip. Yeah. And he was already sick, too. That's why he wanted to get there. And so, by the way, here's a clip of Buddy Holly, who is one of my visual heroes. Love his music. It's why I wear my dark rimmed glasses, because Buddy Holly was so cool. Buddy Holly and Rivers from Weezer. So Big Bopper was also sick. He also had the flu, and he was like, hey, let me get on that plane. And so Richie Valens also was like, hey, let me get on that plane. And so they switched it up, and there you go. The plane crashed, and Waylon Jennings gave up his seat, and that was it.
Crazy story.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Don McLean sang this song about that.
Something touched me deep inside the day. The music died.
That's what that is.
Mm.
So on the plane was Buddy Holly, which we played Peggy Sue, the Big Bopper. Here's Chantilly Lace.
Hello, baby.
Come on.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper.
And Richie Valens, who you'll know. Waylon Jennings, before the plane crash took off, him and Buddy Holly were talking, and Buddy Holly said, I hope the bus breaks down, and Waylon said, I hope your old plane crashes.
Oh, my gosh.
Never thinking it's really going to.
I'm sure there's just a couple of jokes they're just throwing at each other.
Well, yeah.
Less than 6 miles northwest of the airport where it took off, the plane went down. Crazy, huh?
And was it weather? It was weather.
Yeah. So there. Well, and that's not a very fun music school.
No.
But it would have been Waylon's birthday today, and it was the day the plane went down.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Eddie, you have one that's a little more fun?
I do. And I think it's something that a lot of people don't know, but Garth Brooks' mother was a country artist back in the 50s. She had her own career, and her name was Colleen Carroll. And back in 1955, here's one of the songs she had. It's called No Tellin'.
No tellin'.
Really?
Yeah. This is Garth's mom.
Did you know this?
Well, I think when Garth's daughter came into play, she mentioned a little bit about her. Not too much in detail, but no, I didn't know all this about that.
Because Garth's daughter is Allie Colleen, who correct. I'm assuming is named after his mom.
Yes, and that's her middle name.
Mm.
And she goes, now she's an artist now, and she goes by that name, yeah. Allie Colleen. But what's crazy too is that Garth Brooks was on Capitol Records. Well, his mom also was on Capitol Records, so not knowing that all that was going to go down. But in 1999, she passed away from throat cancer, of course, leaving the legacy of Garth and Allie. So,
fun
what
fact,
a talented family.
What shirt am I wearing right now?
Oh, there you go.
Capitol Records. T-shirt. Look at that. Well, there you go. That's music school for today. Hope you learned something. I learned the Garth mom thing. No idea.
Yeah.
There you go.
Class dismissed. That was Bobby and Eddie's Music School.
Ray's bachelor party is next week, great. Into next week. So going into Vegas. Ray, right?
What?
June 25th?
Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow. That's also Mike D's birthday.
Yeah. I guess Scuba sent out everybody's birthdays to put in the...
It's amazing.
Hey, Ray, so you're going to Vegas next week. Are you nervous?
No.
About all those people crammed into a casino, breathing on each other, spitting on each other?
We'll be safe. Okay. Taking a lot of precautions.
Well, here's the scenario I want to run by you, okay? So, since you're going to Vegas for your bachelor party, I would like to give you a wedding gift.
Oh, yeah! Man.
So, wow. Would you like... a $250 gift from me.
Viva! Yeah!
In cash. Viva! With the stipulation that you have to put it all on the roulette wheel on a color.
Come on, Ray.
Or $100 you'd have to do nothing with. You can spend however you want.
Oh,
think about it here. The $250, you have to gamble it. Like, you have to walk in. And by the way, it has to be red on roulette.
I hate doing red.
It's what? $250. You got a live... Instagram live it.
Oh! It has to be roulette.
It has to be roulette. Would you like $250 on red roulette for you? If you win, I don't want any of the money. It's you.
Ray, it's already Bobby's money, which is lucky in Vegas. Trust me.
My money's not lucky.
It is lucky. Yeah. Yes, it is. Do you know how many
or
times
Ray,
I've seen
would you
it?
Like $100 in cash? You can do it with whatever you want. Any game, any food, any. Because that $250 you may lose. Odds are you're going to lose it.
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's less than 50-50. You could spend it at the club.
Dude, the boys would be so excited if I did the $250. That'd be such a big moment. But the $100 is guaranteed, oh, and I can put it in my pocket.
Don't be stupid, Ray.
Don't be stupid right now, really.
And I had to do it on red, and it...
Roulette red, $250 as a wedding gift. Bachelor party gift.
Yeah.
Or, because you may lose it all. Or I just give you $100 straight up right here. And you just take it, and, well, I got the one right now. But... it'll be $100.
Ray, that could be $500, dude, after it hits red.
Well,
21.
It could be $0.
Come on,
no,
Ray.
No. You can't think.
Let's ask the boys. Eddie, what would you tell Ray to do?
What are you talking about? The first thing I love to do when I get to Vegas is put money on red at the roulette table, and that sets the scene for the whole weekend, dude. That's it. Ray, this is a no-brainer. Do it.
If I lose it, that'd be the worst scene setting ever.
Yeah.
No, then you have your own money to play with.
Lunchbox?
Ray. You are going to Las Vegas to gamble. That is the point of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
This sets up for an epic weekend when you win 250 big ones. You double that money and we go crazy and the casino will go bananas.
No, it won't. Hey, Amy, what do you think about this? He has $100 he just gets to keep. He can invest it in the stock market. He could buy his fiance something. He could spend it with his boys at the club. But he has $100 for sure dollars.
Yeah.
Or... $250 that he has to gamble.
I know. I feel like we need to be responsible here.
No, Amy.
And I think he needs to put $250 on red.
Yeah! Amy, that's what we're talking about.
Let's go.
Yeah, for sure, Ray. You have to walk right in there, say $250 red, boom. See what happens, because you know how many times I've seen Bobby win.
I'm not
money
there.
On red. Uh-huh. It's your money.
Your money, though, dude.
But money on red is Bobby's luck.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a home
I've
run.
Seen it. I've been there
right?
And seen it in person.
It's pretty crazy.
Raymundo, where are you leaning, bro?
There is that old saying, one bird in the hand is worth two birds in the bush, which means I should probably take the $100.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm known as the gambler on our podcast that we do, the Sore Losers Show. So I'm literally, that's my title on the show. So this would be totally against my brand to just wimp out and just do the $100. Do I have to decide right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I propose something?
You don't have to decide right now.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
You can let us know tomorrow, I guess.
Amy, you're going to propose something.
What are you going to propose, Amy?
No, because I don't want to ruin it. We'll wait.
Oh, Amy, bring our own roulette wheel in here and do it?
No, because who's paying
that's
the,
awesome.
Who's the house? Who pays the $250?
Bobby, Bobby's
you
the house.
You guys are all for me losing
right,
money.
No, but then Bobby would be have to pay the
Raymundo,
the
do you 500? Want to make up your mind now or wait till tomorrow?
I want to talk to my fiance.
Oh, okay. Don't let the woman
tomorrow.
Influence you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. The same time.
Because we need that $100 for the wedding, honestly.
Okay. Do you guys have your room thing decided? Do you know where you're staying?
No. Couldn't
it's
be any...
next week.
I know, but offers come in last second. We do have stuff booked, but we can cancel up until 2 days before. So if something, a better deal, bigger, better deal comes, let's do it.
Anybody hit you up?
Did Caesar say anything?
No.
Or did they just tweet us?
No, they just tweet us, oh, we can't wait to have you at our property.
But they didn't give us a room.
Like, they didn't give us a room or anything. Like, no one has offered us a free room, and I cannot understand.
But where are you going to stay if you don't get a free room?
MGM Grand.
And how much is that a night?
It's over $5K. Everybody's paying about $500, I think.
$5K for everyone?
$5K
for
a night?
No.
Come on.
It's like $1,200 a night for the suite.
So but how many people are staying in a suite?
Seven.
Yeah. So three, okay, you have a suite. Seven of you are staying in a suite. Yeah.
So it's five for the weekend.
So for the whole weekend, it's $5,000.
Yes.
And everybody's chipping in.
Correct.
Got it.
Let me do the math.
Excuse well, it'd be $3,600 if right. it's three nights. If it's four nights, it's $4,800. How many nights is it three?
It's three nights.
With tax, so 36.
Resort
probably,
fee.
Probably 4,100. So I would say it's about 4,100.
Yeah. Oh,
I thought he said five. Okay.
So. Well, he's just, I mean...
Okay, but you're okay. So you're good there. Tomorrow so, we'll yeah, find out what you're gonna do with the money.
Yes.
Okay.
There he is.
That's not that bad. Not
dude, this could
person.
Pay for the room.
No, it could.
Oh, it could. Right.
Okay. Stop it. All right. Thank. They want you to gamble. Eddie's not even going.
I know, but still, he's gonna Facebook Live this or what? Instagram Live it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. The listeners would love the Instagram Live. Is honestly a pretty great little thing to do.
Okay. Well, let us know tomorrow. Okay, Ray?
All right.
Was out at the Grand Ole Opry this weekend, and I host that show. And so many great country artists come in, and I get to spend time with them and talk with them, and a lot of them are my friends. And we did a really cool show this week, and it started with the Scott family. So Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum and her family, they have a gospel group. It's Hillary Scott, Linda Davis, who, by the way, won a Grammy with Reba for Does He Love You?
Does He Love You?
Does He Think of You?
Does He Think of You?
Remember that song?
Yeah.
Like he's been loving me.
Yes.
Oh, what a jam.
So it's Hillary, her mom, Linda Scott, her younger sister, and her dad. And I'm telling you, I get to see, I have a great job where I get to know and get to see a lot of great country music. And I'm just the biggest country music fan and even historian. And they were in sound check, and I almost got teary-eyed when they were performing because it was so good. Mm. And it was just a whole moment. Like, This Is Love Remains. This is the song they were doing. Play a little bit of this song. This is just their album version of it.
Love remains. Kingdoms come and go, but they don't last. Before you know, the future is the past. In spite of what's been lost or what's been gained.
Singing and it was so good in the moment, and it's an empty Grand Ole Opry House, and I'm like, I don't know that I've ever seen anything that would like touch that moment. The show starts and they come on, and it's amazing. And I'm just like, wow. And I go up and I tell them to after, I'm like, guys, I get to see everybody do this, and that's one of the most special things I've ever seen. And Hillary and I are friends, and she knows I just wouldn't go say that if I didn't mean it. So after they played two songs and they switched over to Charlie Worsham. This actually made me cry. So Charlie Worsham goes out and he's by himself and he goes out with his guitar, and I'm just going to play Charlie goes out in the Grand Ole Opry stage and does this.
So grateful to be a part of country music, and I think that country music owes a debt of gratitude to the black community. When the fiddle met the banjo, that's when country music was born, and fiddle came over from Europe, but the banjo made its way to our shores on the slave ships from Africa. And in fact, the first instrument ever heard on the Opry broadcast on WSM was the harmonica played by a man named D. Ford Bailey, who's in the Country Music Hall of Fame, a black man who lived here in Nashville. And long before Hank Williams stood on this stage and sang Lovesick Blues, the originator of that song
was a black man from Georgia named Emmett Miller singing the Lovesick Blues. The Carter family, the first family of country music, whose songbook kicked off this whole thing of country. A.P. Carter, the patriarch of that family, was friends with a black man named Leslie Riddle, who took him into the hills and the hollers in Virginia. That's where they found the songs that started country. Jimmy Rogers from my home state of Mississippi, his biggest hit was a song called Blue Yodel No. 9, and it was a collaboration with Louis Armstrong. And perhaps the most consequential record in the history of country music, the record that probably gave country music more new fans than any other album of any time, was a record that Ray Charles made called Modern Sounds in Country and Western. And we don't have a perfect record in country. We've not always lived up to our ideals. There are things that we should examine and change, and things we should apologize for, and that's an okay thing to do. There's no shame in admitting your mistakes. In fact, I think that's a sign of strength and character.
And he just said everything that I wish I was smart enough to say. And I you know, talked to him before. Obviously, in soundcheck, he didn't say all that. And I was going to text him after, and I was like, man, you just said what I think so many people wish they had the ability to say and the knowledge we had the ability to have and share. And he did it alone on the Grand Ole Opry stage, just so eloquently put. And then he played a song that he wrote with Vince Gill called Black and White.
Were we better off in black and white? You get your picture show on a Friday night. A goodnight kiss in the front porch light. Were we better off in black and white? We better off in black and white. When they told the truth on the news at night, we're too far left and too far right. Were we better off in black and white?
So I just let them know that was the most special thing I'd ever seen on the Opry stage, and I've played it, you know, over a dozen times, and have watched 100 performances, and it was the single most special thing I've ever seen on the Grand Ole Opry stage. And you know, when I'm on the, they go right to me. And you go right to me right when it's over, and I'm a mess. And so I got a microphone in my hand, and I'm like, well, I'm just gonna be a representative of you right now and say I'm completely moved by that, and really don't have the wonderful words to say back about the wonderful words he said. Wonderful words he said. I can't even say wonderful words now. But it was amazing. And, you know, Charlie and I have been friends for a long time. And he is such an authentic, great guy. And then just as a person, aside from a musician, but then to go up and see him just own that moment, I was just so proud of him, too. So it was a really, 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 really great moment. And I had chills, and I still have him hearing it back. I was just like, holy crap.
That's what I was going to say.
There's like, nobody around him. He was just on the stage by himself playing the guitar, talking.
I feel it here. We feel it here in the studio, which means it was to be there and see what you saw. It had to have been just that. I mean, to reach us this way here, how it did you then. Like, I'm moved. I wish I could have been there.
Yeah. And then, so that happens. And I'm moved to tears a little bit with Scott family. Then Charlie Worsham goes up. And then all of a sudden, Lady A goes up and then just crushes it. And they do like 5 songs, and they're doing songs. It was just a nice...
What a night, man.
An unexpected night to feel all those emotions. Is that Black and White song up? Do you see it? Because I don't know that I've ever heard it until he played that. Or maybe I have, but he wrote it with Vince Gill. Let me see if... Do you see it, Mike? You can watch the Grand Ole Opry on our Facebook. It airs every Saturday night. Just go over to bobbybones.com. Follow us on Facebook, and we stream it as well. This next Saturday, it'll be Darius and Clint Black. Come on, how good is my life? I get to go and sit with them, talk with them, watch them play music. Let's hear from Jim in Pennsylvania.
I was wondering if you could do a shout-out for my wife, who has been married to me for 30 years on Tuesday, June 16th. We listen to your show on podcast all the time, talk about you guys like we're best friends. So have a great day, and thank you. And the shout-out goes to Barb, and if you could have Raymundo do a big yeah, that would be awesome.
All right. Well, let us first say, Barbara, happy everything. You've been married 30 years. Sounds like your husband loves you. And now, a shout out from Ray.
Yeah!
Amazing.
All right. Here's a call from Renee and Christy.
Hey, Bobby, we just got done golfing, and we thought about you and Caitlin because you're golfing all the time now. But we just wanted to tell you that we realized after our round that we got in cart number 69.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
For people that think I'm an idiot for thinking that's funny, I think it's funny because it's idiotic.
Yeah, yeah.
You see the new Bill and Ted, by the way? 69, but their new Bill and Ted movie's coming out?
Uh-huh.
It looks really good.
What is this, their third?
Yeah. But they have to go to the future to get the song they wrote so they can bring it back.
Love it.
Steal it from themselves. It looks good. Here's one more.
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. So yesterday was my son's 12th birthday. And after all we did to celebrate him, I got questioned if I called the Bobby Bones Show to announce it. I didn't, so I lied to him and told him yes, but that he missed it because he got up too late to listen to the show. So here I am asking you to give him a birthday shout out to my son, Alessio from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Alessio in Las Cruces, thank you for listening.
Nice.
There you go.
And happy birthday.
It's all out there,
it's
bud.
Done.
Yeah, she really didn't. But then she did, and you got on the air. You can always call us, leave us a message, 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77 B-O-B-B-Y. Don't forget, on Wednesday, 9 Central, all the Pimp and Joy stuff goes up for sale to build a home for a hero that's been serving us and serving this country. So more details about that. We'll actually have him on tomorrow. He doesn't know that he's getting the house built. We're going to tell him on the air.
Correct.
All right, that's it. See you guys. Bye.
Yeah. BobbyBones.com.